everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. And today we've got a newbie lesson for you. It's called The Neighbor. And my name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
The Neighbor. So what's going to happen, Liliana, in this dialogue?
Well, we're going to have two neighbors that are talking to each other. And they're going to see a third neighbor. And they're too lazy to get up and just, like, meet the neighbor.
Too lazy to get up.
Yeah. Or maybe they want to get up, but maybe they're just not interested in the neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So this is a kind of an antisocial dialogue today. But folks, we hope it helps you learn Spanish.
Yeah. That's the objective.
All right. What is our keyword for today?
The keyword is tampoco.
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 Okay, tampoco. Now, what do I have to say about tampoco? It means like me neither.
Mm-hmm.
Or it actually doesn't mean me neither. It means like neither or either.
Yes.
Not either.
Tampoco.
Okay, I'm doing a little dance around this word because it's a little bit complicated, but we'll talk about it later. What do you say we listen to that dialogue three times?
Let's listen to that dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
Second time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
Third time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
All right, Lily, we're back. Why don't we do the translation?
Ahí viene el vecino.
So here comes the neighbor.
Ahí viene el vecino.
Here comes the neighbor.
Ahí viene el vecino. ¿Lo conoces?
Do you know him?
¿Lo conoces?
You know him?
¿Lo conoces? No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
No, I don't know him. Do you?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
No, I don't know him. How about you?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú? Tampoco.
Me neither.
Tampoco.
Nope.
Tampoco.
All right, so this is our antisocial newbie dialogue of the day. These people do not want to get up and meet the neighbor. All right, for now, though, let's get into the dialogue. Let's get into the breakdown of this dialogue and see what's going on here grammatically and stuff. So let's start with, here comes the neighbor.
Ahí viene el vecino.
All right, now which word means here or there? Does it mean here or there?
It's there.
It's there, okay. It's kind of a pointing word. And how do you say it in Spanish?
Ahí.
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 Ahí. It's just vowels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no consonants. Ahí.
Ahí.
Okay. Ahí. That means there or here. So how do you say here comes?
Ahí viene.
Ahí viene. That's like here he comes, right?
Yes. Viene comes from the verb venir.
Venir. Okay. Now that's, if you're looking at the dialogue or if you went down to our web page and looked at the, and downloaded the PDF, you're seeing it's V-I-E-N-E. It's with a V. But you and I keep saying viene.
Viene, yes.
Viene, all right. So that's the way you pronounce the V is viene.
Viene, yes.
Okay, great. And it means he's coming or he comes.
He comes, ahí viene.
Ahí viene. All right. Now, who exactly is coming? The neighbor.
El vecino.
El vecino. Now, which word means the?
El.
El, okay. And which word means neighbor?
Vecino.
Vecino.
Vecino. And this is a male.
This is a dude.
Yes, this is a guy.
It's a male neighbor.
It's a guy neighbor.
Okay, now how do we know that? There's a couple clues here.
Well, the first one is el.
El, okay. So the word that means the actually has some information about the man's gender.
Exactly.
Okay.
And vecino, it's also ends with O, so that's a male. Because if it was a girl, it would be vecina.
Vecina. All right. But it's not, so it's vecino.
That's right.
So it's a guy. El vecino is the neighbor.
Yes.
All right. So here comes a neighbor.
Ahí viene el vecino.
All right. And then do you know him?
¿Lo conoces?
Okay. Let's start with the verb. The verb is you know.
Conocer.
conocer. Okay.
That's the verb.
That's the verb. Conocer means to know, right?
And yes.
You use it for people, generally, to know people. Now, that's different from knowing facts and stuff like that. And we'll talk about that later. Just for now, I just want you to think the way you say you know is...
Conoces.
Conoces. Now, there's a lo in front of it.
Yes.
Now,
mystery
lo. Mystery lo. Actually, it's not that big of a mystery. It means him, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, do you know him?
Lo conoces.
Lo conoces. Now, in English, we want to put that him word afterwards. So, we say, do you know him?
Him.
Right?
Yeah.
And in Spanish?
Lo conoces.
It comes before.
Yes, it comes before. And again, if it was a girl, it would be la conoces.
Right. Right. But it's not.
No, it's a guy.
It's a guy. So, do you know him?
Lo conoces.
All right. And the answer is no.
No.
No means no?
No. I mean, yes. No means no.
No means no. I do that every time, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I don't know him.
No lo conozco.
No lo conozco. So the second no means not, actually.
Yes.
Right? I do not know him. And I know?
Conozco.
Conozco. Now, that's a little bit different from the form that we had in the line before.
Yes, because in this case, it's yo lo conozco.
Yo lo conozco.
It's in the I form.
I know him.
I know him.
Now, where's the yo then? Where's the word I?
It's not there.
Okay, you don't have to say yo.
No. No, no, no. You can say no lo conozco and you can just cut the yo part.
Okay. That's what we're doing here, all right? We don't have to say I. So, one more time. I don't know him.
No, no lo conozco.
Okay. And then, how about you?
¿Y tú?
¿Y tú? I always translate this as, how about you? But here it could be like, do you? Do you know him?
Yes.
Okay. Now, literally, it's and you, right?
And you.
But I never talk like that in English.
In Spanish, we say, ¿y tú?
Okay.
It's easier. Two words.
It is.
Yeah.
Spanish is easy.
It
okay.
Is.
So, how do you say, no, I don't know him. How about you?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
And the answer is, I don't know him either.
Tampoco.
Tampoco. Now, that's one word for, I just said, I don't know him either. I just said five words.
I know.
And one
I
of them's
told
a contraction.
You. Spanish is easy.
All right. Now, tampoco is kind of the, let's see, it means not either.
Yes.
Right. Now, so I would say me neither.
Yes, like me also not.
Okay.
Something
me
like that.
Me also not.
Yeah, that's the way I my head thinks.
Okay.
But yeah, you can use it a lot. For example, like, oh, I'm not hungry. Yo tampoco.
Okay, so or, I'm not hungry, me either.
Yes.
Right.
I don't have money. No tengo dinero.
All right, me neither.
No, tampoco.
Tampoco.
Yo tampoco.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can just leave off the yo for me.
Yeah.
The yo. Okay. All right, well, let's listen to that dialogue again three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
Second time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
Third time.
Ahí viene el vecino.
¿Lo conoces?
No, no lo conozco. ¿Y tú?
Tampoco.
All right, we're back. And now before we move on, I just want to review this verb conocer. Means to know, and it means to know people. So it's like be familiar with or... Okay, so Lily, how do you say I know?
Yo conozco.
Yo conozco, okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you say you know?
Tú conoces.
Tú conoces. Okay. Now, those sound pretty different, actually, right?
Yeah, they do. It's okay. An irregular verb.
It's an irregular verb. All right. Now, newbies, I don't want you to panic about irregular verbs and grammar and stuff like that. What I want you to focus on is when you want to say, I know, you say...
Conozco.
And you know, you say...
Conoces.
Conoces. All right. And we'll work out the rest later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, that's our grammar review for the day. Woo.
That was not a lot.
All right. Now... Here's the big question I have for you, Lily. Why don't they want to meet the neighbor?
Do you always want to meet your neighbors?
Are you kidding? If a new neighbor moves in, I'm, you know, baking a pie and getting out my casserole dish and, you know.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's very American.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah, that's very American. And I don't criticize it. It's just Latin America, we're very different.
You don't go and say, welcome to the neighborhood.
No.
No?
No, like if we're in the suburbs, like... You don't. I mean, you can have neighbors that you really like. Mm-hmm. So if you really like them, it's great. But if there's, like, if I see a neighbor and there's no hi, hello, or no, you just say hello, but that's it. Mm-hmm. You can have a neighbor for years and then you don't even know their names, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's very different. It depends. If you like the person from the beginning, you say hi or... But there has to be some kind of chemistry there.
Oh, okay.
You know, also another big difference that I know is that in the States, they have this, like, board of neighbors and...
Oh, neighborhood meetings?
Yes. Yeah, we don't really have them.
No?
No, I mean, it depends. If you live in a closed place where it's like a, what we call fraccionamiento...
Okay, like condos?
Yes, like condos that are in the same place. Mm-hmm. Then you can have that, but it's usually the administration that handles all the, you know, all the problems.
Okay.
People don't go a lot to meetings.
To neighborhood association
meetings. No. Unless there's like a big, big problem, then you go.
Okay, like if there's going to be a revolution.
Maybe.
Okay.
No, but if it's something big that they're going to be upset about, of course they go.
All right. But
we have also the vecindad.
Vecindad.
Yeah, that's folklore. That's 100% folklore.
Well, tell us about a vecindad because I'm not sure.
A vecindad, if you look for it, the definition in the dictionary, mm-hmm. it's a neighborhood, but it's not really quite because it's a very small, like, apartment.
Okay.
Like, almost like one studio apartment type of a place.
Okay.
And they're all, like, very stuck together in a
okay.
very, very small place, and they're, like, several levels.
Okay.
And they share a courtyard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they have like parties at the vecindad. Like it's...
Well, if one neighbor in the vecindad throws a party,
yeah,
then everybody...
Yeah, no, he cannot do it in his house, you know, it's so small.
So it has to be the courtyard.
Yes.
So you might as well invite everybody from the vecindad.
No, you have to, definitely,
okay.
Yes. But yeah, that's very... If you see like soap operas of Mexico or stuff, they mm-hmm. always... You always see a vecindad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
Now, did you grow up in the vecindad?
No, I didn't.
But your dad did, right?
My dad did. Yeah, my dad. And he has some funny stories. But no, I was lucky to have a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, I think that's it for today. Now, listen, if you have any questions for us, be sure to leave us a comment at our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And I think for now, it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.